Hi there, ladies. This is Monica Sawyer with BlissfulInvestor.com and Real Estate Investing for Women. I am out on a walk again today, so thank you for joining me. And again, ladies, if you're just listening to this and the sound quality isn't really great, please forgive me for that. However, I am in Napa today. Yay! Today, I'm going to talk about collaboration, but I want to start with a cute story. So last week we talked about patience and persistence, right? So I want to tell you a little story about that. My husband and I celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary last year in August. And so this August, it was 26 years. Since last year, so 6 months before our 25th wedding anniversary, we have been trying to get a reservation at a restaurant called the French Laundry in Napa. And you know, he kept trying and trying and trying. Our 25th anniversary went by. His birthday in December went by. We haven't been able to get it, but finally, we got online at exactly the right time and we managed to get a reservation at the French Laundry for today at 4 p.m. So we're doing supper at the French Laundry rather than dinner. We're having it at 4 o'clock. So really, really fun. I'm super excited about it. It's going to be a really special dinner. If anybody doesn't know who that is, who the French Laundry is, they are a Michelin star restaurant in Napa. So obviously hard to get into. And so we're really excited about that. But that really speaks to persistence and patience, doesn't it? Wouldn't you say? Good things definitely come to those who wait. So anyway, so that's what we're doing today. And that's why I'm all dressed up today too. Anyways, so today I want to talk in our journal about collaboration. One of the things that I find that business people who are really successful do really well is they find a mastermind of other people who they can collaborate with, talk things through with, brainstorm with, you know, people that they have kind of on their in their inner circle that help them to build their business. And you know, real estate is no different. Like I said, there's so many different ways to make money in real estate. So it's good to have a team of people around us who have different perspectives, have different resources, have different levels of experience so that we can share ideas and bring different minds to a situation, right? So in this strategy that I'm doing with Roger, I have decided that for any of the ladies that sign up with me, that we are going to do kind of a collaborative project together. So what that's going to look like is the very first thing that I did is I put together a document on Google for any of the ladies that are with me to talk about like resources. So for instance, a CPA that's really good with real estate, lawyers that talk about entity structuring, different kinds of money managers, you know. I know that there's been this whole topic on my podcast about using Whole Life for the bank on yourself system. And we've got a couple of people in the group that are already doing that. And so they get to share with us sort of what infinity investing looks like. So we've got some different people in the group and I created this document so that we all have access to these resources. And then as we discover new resources, we can put them in there. And that's already started to happen. We've even got some reviews on some people that have been, that I recommended and other people have tried. So there's some really, really good stuff on that. So one of the things I just want to say is if you have signed up and I don't know about it, email me so that I can get you on the list and get you the document so that you have access to that and that you can contribute and also benefit from it. So that's one of the big things. So you, if you are in my group, please email me and let me know so that I can get you in that. The other thing that we're thinking about doing is putting together frequently asked questions, right? So this is so that each of you in the group can get your questions asked instead of waiting for responses from me or Roger. And then also for new people who come on board and have a million questions, we're all kind of asking the same things up front, right? So I want to make sure that we have as many answers as possible for you ladies so that you feel really comfortable as you move forward into the group and then buying your properties. So those are a couple of things that we're doing for collaboration. I just really want you ladies to hear that collaboration is such a big piece of success. And I feel really, really blessed that I have you ladies in my group so that I can collaborate with you. We all kind of speak the language. We all have the same heart. We're all interested in huge success, right? So together, I think we can create it to, you know, in a really, really big way. And that is the thing that would really make my heart sing. So I just wanted to share with you this whole thing about collaboration. And there are two things that I really want you ladies to take away from this particular journal entry. The first one is if you're already in the club with me, please email me so that I can get you in the collaborative arena with all the things that I'm trying to do for us. And if you're just starting anything new, right, whether it's this or something else, not many of you are going to join me, right? This is not the right strategy for you. But whatever strategy that you pick, find people who can support you. Find people who you can collaborate with that can help you to learn and grow and succeed so that you don't feel all alone out there when things don't go as planned or something happens that you don't understand or something makes you feel stressed out, right? Always make sure you've got a team of people around you that can support you to create the kind of success you're really looking for. That's what I'm really excited about in this particular group. I feel cool. I feel really fun that I got to kind of spearhead this, but I will say I am not the person with the best advice in this particular case. I mean, I've been really, really impressed with what the other ladies are bringing to the table so that I can learn too. So it's so amazingly cool. So if you're already in the group and I don't know about it and you haven't gotten an email from me, please email me. Let me know you're in the group. If you're not in the group and you're just looking at another strategy, just remember collaboration is one of those key components to success. And if you're not in the group but would like to be, you can look at a replay of a call with Roger and me, and a lot of the ladies asked a lot of really, really good questions. If you have any interest in taking a look at that, again, no pressure at all, but if you have an interest in looking at that, go to blissfulinvestor.com/BOR webinar replay. And BOR is B as in buy, O as in owner finance, and R as in repeat. So it's B-O-R webinar replay. That's blissfulinvestor.com/BOR webinar replay. So I hope that was helpful today. I hope that inspired you. Like, no matter what you're doing in your life, find a way to collaborate. Find people that can support you to create your success. And you know, the other thing is find people that you want to be like. So for instance, if you're taking advice from someone about relationships, make sure they're in a good relationship. If you're taking advice from people regarding investing, make sure they're an investor. Successful investor would be even better, right? If you're taking financial advice from somebody, make sure that they're successful in finance. Talk to people whose shoes you want to be in and take a journey with those people. They can grow from you. You can grow from them. You all have resources. So really think about collaboration as an opportunity to help people create success and help yourself get supported for the success that you're seeking. I hope that was really helpful, ladies, and I will talk to you soon. Have a great weekend. All right, bye.